Anna Riley unlocked the front door of the small cottage-style home. Behind her, the day's final shadows were stretching across the rolling Maryland countryside. She was happy to be out of the city after another hectic week of following the president. When she took the job as the White House correspondent for NBC, she had never fully imagined how much running around it would entail. As she hung her coat in the closet, she noticed one of Mitch's draped over the banister and hung it up too. Riley grinned to herself as she started up the stairs. Mitch Rapp had lived alone for too many years. Once in the master bedroom, she dropped her overnight bag to the hardwood floor and stripped down to her underwear. She looked out at the bay, enjoying the last reflections of Friday's light, and then glimpsed herself in the closet mirror to her right. At 30, her body was even better than when she had played volleyball for the University of Michigan. She threw on a pair of old faded Levi's, brown leather Cole Haan slides, and one of Mitch's worn and tattered sweatshirts. After grabbing a black scrunchie from the drawer of the bedside night table, she pulled her brown hair back in a ponytail and started downstairs. She went into the kitchen, grabbed a beer from the fridge, and then realized she had forgotten her book upstairs. She ran up, got it, came back down, and went out onto the deck. She stood at the railing for a moment, looking out over the water, savoring the cold beer. Sinking back into one of the Adirondack chairs, she crossed her legs and opened her book. Nelson DeMille's newest novel. One of DeMille's smart-ass, wisecracking heroes was exactly what she was in the mood for. It was the perfect thing to take her mind off of Mitch, where he was and what he was doing. He had promised her that this would be it. This was his last mission. And then they would go about the business of leading normal.